We're visiting with Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, your football team 2-0 on the season after your victory over Hartford last Friday night. As you look back at Friday's game against Hartford, where did you see some improvement from your ball club?
Yeah, I thought we executed a lot better offensively, and our defense has been very good. Our defense hasn't given up a score all season, so and we knew we had a big test going in there, trying to contain Shaden Soule and his big record-setting Week One game, and I thought we did a really nice job with that and limiting his numbers and containing him.
You look at your team through the first two games, and sometimes you have to look outside of the teams that you've played. Now, Hartford is a pretty good football team, and you have to be pretty impressed by what your team was able to do defensively.
Yeah. Anytime, I think going from over 500 yards offense and 13 touchdowns to, I think, 23 total yards, that was I was extremely proud of our defense. And kind of just they stepped up the challenge, and they knew we had to know where he was at all times. And, yeah, our defense has really stepped up this year, especially replacing six guys on that side of the ball. And I've been very pleased with our defense so far this season.
We're visiting with Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coaches Corner. You have Southern Coffee County coming up tomorrow night, and Southern Coffee County, one of those teams that is on the downside of a cycle right now. How do you keep your team focused and just realizing that they need to still go out and take care of business?
Yeah, I mean, I tell the guys every week that it doesn't matter if we're playing the number ranked team in the state or the team with the worst record in the state. We're always going to prepare the same. We're always going to try to get our guys ready to go and prepare them the same each and every week. And I mean, with a lot of the rankings out, and we're a top five team ranked team in the state, and I don't think we're anywhere near that right now. So I keep on stressing to the guys that if we want to put ourselves in that situation or put ourselves in a situation to compete at a very high level, we still have a long ways to go. And I just keep on pushing. If we got to continue taking steps forward, and we can't take any steps back if we want to accomplish our goals.
Southern Coffee County, the opponent on Saturday. What challenges might they offer your ball club?
You know, they're scrappy. They play hard. They do a lot of different things, and we just got to make sure we're prepared for a little bit of everything. And just like I said, we just got to. The main thing I'm looking for is just making sure we get a little bit more fundamentally sound up front, making sure we get our blockings correct. And we just got to, like I said, we just got to take those little steps forward and do the little things right. And don't take anything for granted.
Through the first two games, have you seen, obviously, you know, Casey Helms going to be having off to a good start. What about some of the other guys? And I'm especially looking at maybe some of your underclassmen who have gotten a little extra playing time. Where have you seen maybe some of the most improvement from your underclassmen?
You know, we're still trying to find the right guys up front. We've been mixing and matching different guards and different tight ends, just trying to find the guy that's going to step up. And Gavin Ish and Lane Darbrough have been kind of mixing and matching, and Luke Fankhauser and Marvin Brandstetter have kind of been, we've been mixing our front up and just trying to figure out who's going to be the guy. And hopefully we find that out sooner than later.
Coach McMillan, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coaches Corner. Good luck on Friday night, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
That's Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Network, Shanky Well Service, and by Cody Thurston on Country 101.7 FM.